Authoritarian Christmas. The state wants to tell you when you can celebrate and what you can celebrate. I'm not a big fan of that idea. My experience tells me that if a celebration is planned far enough in advance, there's a very good chance you'll be too sick, too broke, too depressed, or too distracted to really enjoy the party when the day finally comes to celebrate. If everyone is celebrating the same way on the same day, the resources required to make that celebration truly enjoyable are under stress because too many people are trying to use the same resource at the same time. In the so-called holiday season, we have long lines at the airports and at the retail checkout. But a few days after the first of the year, there's an abundance of capacity and very few people at the checkout counter. The shopping we are asked to do before Christmas would be much more enjoyable after the holidays. I think long lines are one of the principal markers of a sick society. No society can really afford to waste the time of their productive citizens by making them stand in line. Holiday traffic is scheduled during the worst weather of the year, when travel is the most difficult and the most dangerous. Our overscheduled lifestyle is putting us at unnecessary risk. If the goal of all this holiday scheduling is to have the most amount of fun at the least cost and with the least risk, if that is the goal, the government holiday system is a miserable failure. If the goal of the federal holiday system is to keep the population under rigid authoritarian control, the holiday system is a resounding success. The control freaks are happy. The rest of us suffer. What's wrong with everyone waking up every day and deciding that day whether they need to work or play that day? If you're broke and hungry, you'll probably want to do something about it. Mother Nature provides the motivation for action. No government is required. If you have everything you need to be happy, that's a good reason to celebrate. There again, no government action is required. If you celebrate too much, then you won't have too much to celebrate. There are feedback paths in economic Mother Nature that do a far better job of regulating work and leisure than any government ever could. All this holiday insanity is clearly the product of the W-2 wage slave system. There was a time before the income tax when most of the people in the country were independent farmers, shopkeepers, or sole proprietors of one kind or another. That was a time of a stable society with largely honest and responsible adults. That was a time of rapid economic growth and increasing comfort for the citizens of the USA. That time has passed. But we can bring it back by just saying no to the W-2 wage slave system. By just saying no to an increasingly dangerous and unstable society. We need to just say no to government, taxation, regulation, incarceration, and war. And we can do that, and we can make it stick, if we work together peacefully and politely. If you want to have a good time, freedom works. Anytime or any place, slavery sucks.